Managed to find you some recaf, sir, and a salt grog's bap. Sure you wouldn't rather eat in the mess hall?
I'm positive. You know how awkward everyone gets. Half of them look at me like I've just shaken hands with the Emperor, and the rest like they're worried I'll shoot one of them on the spot. Thanks.
You don't think the Colonel will be disappointed, sir?
Relieved, more like. Even more so when we leave tomorrow.
Leave, sir?
I think we should inspect one of those listening posts. You know the NIDs as well as I do. They're getting ready for a major assault here, and it's going to be a bloody business when they do.
Good idea, sir. Make sure they can warn us in good time.
I nodded, but in truth, that wasn't the real reason. If the hideous creatures really were massing for the attack, all my experience and instincts told me was imminent, I wanted to be a long way away when it came.
Are you sure about this? You won't see much action at Echo 37. Surely one of the listening stations between us and the main mass of Tyranids would be a better choice.
The last thing the frontline units need now is a distraction. When the attack comes, even a second or two's extra warning could be critical. And I want their attention on the geophones, not tidying up for a snap inspection.
Good point.
So it was. I'd given enough thought to concocting a reason to visit a post well away from the Tyranids' predicted line of advance.
Besides, the NIDs like to go in for flank attacks.
Yes, they do.
Sneaky, your NIDs. Especially those lictors. They can pop up and suck your brains out before you even know they're there.
Indeed they can.
And Jane Steelers are almost as bad. Saw them rip a squad of Terminator Marines apart once. Never even knew they were coming till they pounced.
Jürgen, you'll spook our escort.
Not much fear of that. Catacans don't spook. Especially these ones.
I can believe it. I've seen orcs that look less intimidating.
And with fewer scars.
I haven't kept you waiting, I hope so.
Sergeant Zale's one of our best recon specialists. You couldn't be in safer hands.
Me and the boys will get you to Echo 37 in one piece.
I don't doubt that for a second. I'd have felt a lot better if they'd mentioned getting back too, though. The journey to the listening post was every bit as arduous as I'd expected. Pretty much everything we encountered making assiduous efforts to kill us. But Zale and his men lived up to the confidence the Colonel evidently had in him, and they kept most of the predators off our backs. And the few they missed were no match for Jürgen and I, who had more than enough experience of staying alive in the most unpromising of circumstances.
Good shooting, sir.
Never seen anyone draw a sidearm that fast.
I get a lot of practice. Not for the first time I found myself wondering if this expedition was folly of the purest kind. But we were still unscathed, and nothing that had attacked us so far had been anything like as fearsome as a charging Tyranid swarm. If they really were massing for an assault on the firebase, our chances of survival out here would be far greater, however low they looked in absolute terms.
What was that?
What?
Thought I saw movement. Over there.
Just the strangle vines flexing. They can sense our body heat.
There it is again, sir. 4 o'clock.
I saw it too. Something's definitely trailing us.
Lictor, you reckon?
Throne, hope not. The NIDs aren't supposed to be anywhere near here. Sergeant Zale.
Sir?
We're being stalked. Sound like any of the local wildlife?
It could be. Most of the big predators have learned to leave us alone, though. Brennan, Clist, sweep right. Reinforce the lesson.
On it, Sarge.
Whatever it is, they'll find it.
Or it'll find them.
Come on!
Despite my obvious reluctance, I ran with him, making sure to stay a pace or two behind. I had a reputation for leading from the front to live up to, however undeserved it may have been, and my life depended on the vigilance of the troopers surrounding me. This was hardly the time to be casting doubt on it. Besides, being left alone in the middle of a jungle full of things determined to kill me seemed even less safe than charging headlong into harm's way, at least while I had a squad of guardsmen to hide behind.
Throne on Earth. Looks like you were right about the Tyranids, Commissar. Nothing local did that to them.
No, it didn't.
Don't look like NIDs to me either, sir. Not cut about like that.
No. Whatever did this took them apart with surgical precision and didn't stop to feed. Better not mention it to the sergeant, though. As long as he thinks he knows what he's dealing with, he'll stay confident.
Any idea, sir, about what really did it?
None I like. In truth, the condition of the cadavers did strike me as familiar in some fashion, although the memory refused to come into focus, which, considering the amount of violent death I'd seen in the past half century or more, was probably not all that surprising. Along with the nagging sense of familiarity came a strong feeling of dread, which I could scarce account for, but which settled about me with suffocating weight. It was as much to dispel it as anything that I began to take charge, remembering the old military maxim that in a crisis it was better to do the wrong thing than do nothing at all. Any tracks?
Nothing. But if these lictors are as stealthy as you say they are, they wouldn't be.
Best press on to the outpost, then. We can send back a burial detail to recover the bodies.
What for? They'll be stripped to the bone in an hour. And even those will be gone by nightfall. What the jungle takes, the jungle keeps. First thing you learn on Katakan.
Which made me even more heartily glad I'd never been there.